From the 1950s, when he served as chief counsel to Senator Joe McCarthy, until his death 2 years ago, Roy Cohn was one of the most controversial public figures of our time. Two new books about Cohn have just been published. One is a biography by Nicholas von Hoffman. The other is a quasi-autobiography of Cohn by Sidney Zion. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
Welcome to Sleaze. You may remember Roy Cohn and his sleepy lizard look from black and white TV in the 1950s, when he was Senator Joe McCarthy's right-hand hatchet man going after pinkos and queers in the State Department and the U.S. Army. You might have wondered what happened to him between then and now that's worth two books. What happened is that he became a New York City celebrity, a pal of loudmouths like master builder Donald Trump and sports brat George Steinbrenner, a mouthpiece for mobsters like Carmine Galenti and disco delinquents like Studio 54's Steve Rubell, a pet of gossip columnists to whom he fed the dirt from J. Edgar Hoover's private files, a fixer of judges and elections, a welsher on loans from his own clients, a lazy lawyer disbarred for flimflam, owing over $7 million in back taxes. After a career of gay bashing and a lifetime in the closet, he died in 1986 of AIDS. Some found Roy Cohn amusing. Sidney Zion, a lawyer himself who's reported for periodicals as various as Ramparts and the New York Times, is one of them. Cohn was always good for the inside scoop, and Zion, in this autobiography, lets Cohn brag into a tape recorder. This bragging has a certain charm, like memoirs of mafia hitmen. A corruption so instinctive and shameless appeals to the rogue in us, so long as we're not on its receiving end. But of course, Cohn apparently lied to Zion and to himself, and Zion's too buddy-buddy to bestir himself to check out such unsavories as the porno movie house in Jersey, the Mosler loan, the Holzer betrayal, the Gallagher libel, or the Abe Feller suicide. Why ruin a good yarn? Whereas Nicholas von Hoffman, in Citizen Cohn, checks out all these stories and writes with a sword. Yes, Roy had an awful mother, and Bobby Kennedy was out to get him, and at least one of D.A. Robert Morgenthau's indictments seems to have been trumped up. But from von Hoffman's exhaustive account of backstabbing in the Bronx judiciary and book burning all over Europe in the McCarthy years and influence peddling in our highest courts and hanky-panky with Walter Winchell, Frank Costello, Barbara Walters, Liz Smith, and Cardinal Spellman, it's impossible not to gag, not least at Cohn's corruption of the media that fed on and protected him, and his abuse of the legal system of which he was a sometime officer. Inside Cohn's skin, von Hoffman screams. There's a terrible emptiness there, and a self-hating ambivalence about being a Jew, and a desperate denial of his own sexuality that he maintained to the bitter end, even on 60 Minutes with Mike Wallace. And from these, a sympathetic psychoanalyst might embroider an excuse. But what excuse is there for a culture that celebrates a Cohn and his contempt for the decencies of public and private behavior? There's even something sick in our avid reading of books about him.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Citizen Cohn by Nicholas von Hoffman and the autobiography of Roy Cohn by Sidney Zion.